أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور ولا الظل ولا الحرور. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that man is totally in need of Allah Ta'ala all the time. And of all the creation of Allah, man is the most helpless and is the most in need. And Allah Ta'ala is totally independent, does not need anything from man or from any of his other creation. Now further, then Allah explained that people are divided in two groups. Those who listened to the call of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and responded became Muslims and became obedient. And those who did not respond. With regard to these two groups, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ اور برابر نہیں اندھا اور دیکھتا. The blind person and the seeing person are not the same. The seeing people are the believers, and that means that they see the akhirat, they believe in the akhirat. From there we should also consider how much do we think about the akhirat, or do we also, like unfortunately the non-believers, are only concerned of this dunya, and our worry is only of this dunya. How much are we concerned what will be our lives in the qabr be like, the day of qiyamah, etc. A mu'min, that life is in front of him all the time, and a blind person is blind to that, he does not see it. We must consider, aren't we also perhaps blind? We also are not seeing. We do believe, but it's not in front of us. So that belief and that consciousness must be in a believer. وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورِ or na andhera or na ujala, and neither is light and darkness the same. There is great difference between the two. That is between iman and kufr. Iman is light. A person who has got iman sees his way clearly to Allah Ta'ala. No matter what happens to him in this world, what things happen around him, but he's watching his way to Allah Ta'ala all the time. And a person who hasn't got iman is in kufr, is in darkness. That person is always perplexed, and he can't understand matters, and he's always in great doubts. A person who is in darkness doesn't know what is around him, what is beneficial, what is harmful for him. So the two can never be equal. وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورِ or na saya or na lu, and neither is the shade the same as compared to sunshine. Where there is sunshine, there is brightness there, and shade, there is darkness there. The two are never the same. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتُ اور برابر نہیں جیتے اور نہ مردے, and neither are the living equal to the dead. There is of course a great difference, and from these all things which every person can understand, even a non-believer, even an animal, Allah Ta'ala is drawing upon us to think of the inner meanings, that iman and kufr are not the same, a believer and non-believer is not the same, knowledge and ignorance are not the same. So a person must opt for that which is of the better, which he realizes easily, which is the better, that he must opt for. And a person must be like a living person, not a dead person. A mu'min is a living person. A kafir is a dead person. Inna Allah yusmi'u man yasha. Allah sunata jisko chahe. And Allah lets that person hears the message of Allah whom Allah wants to. That is, that when the da'wat is given, especially firstly by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was the responsibility of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give the da'wat, but to let it go down the throat, to let it go down in the heart and to be accepted, that is only the work of Allah Ta'ala. That was not even in the jurisdiction of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمَعِ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ اور تو نہیں سنانے والا قبر میں پرے ہوو کو. And you cannot make the people who are lying dead in their qabr listen. This is not the masala of sima'i mauta, whether the dead can hear or not. This is a comparison, that that a dead person cannot hear. Just like that, a person whose heart is dead, that person cannot hear the da'wat of Islam. No matter how much you speak to him, it doesn't go in his heart. He's like a dead person. Firstly, that heart has to be revived, and then that person can hear. The matter of sima'i mauta, that is a different matter which has been discussed previously also. That means whether the dead can hear. The sum total of that is the body is just a body that can't hear or nothing happens. But the ruh of that body can hear, can see, everything happens to the ruh. The ruh never dies. The body becomes useless, but the ruh lives forever and ever. In anta illa nadir, tu to bas dar ki khabar pahunchane wala hai. Your duty is just to convey the message. And like that, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah generally and the ulama particularly have also this duty that they must convey this message, and they are only responsible to convey the message, to convince the person, to convert the person. That is not within the jurisdiction of any person besides Allah Ta'ala. Inna arsalnaka bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhira. Humne bheja hai tujhko sachcha deen dekar khushi aur dar sunane wala. We have sent you, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the true message, and we send you to give glad tidings to those people who accept the iman and Islam, and to warn those people who do not accept that what the severe consequences of that will be. Wa in min ummatin illa khala fiha nadhir. Aur koi firqa nahi jisme nahi ho chuka koi dar sunane wala. And there wasn't any ummat, any nation that came before you also but his duty was to warn his people. In other words, yeah, Allah is consoling Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the people are not believing, you don't have to worry. That isn't your work to make them believers. Your work is to convey the message. And for them to respond, that is their work. If they are not responding, they are failures. You are, na'uzu billah, never a failure. Once you have conveyed the message, which was your duty, you are successful. You have done your work. And for if they don't accept, that is their failure. وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِهِمْ. اور اگر وہ تجھ کو جھٹلائیں تو آگے جھٹلا چکے ہیں جو لوگ ان سے پہلے تھے. And if these people are not believing and they falsify you, don't be so hurt about it. Remember that almost all the Anbiya of before were also falsified by their nations. Some of the people believe, some did not believe. This was a common trend of mankind all along. So, O our Nabi, you don't have to be hurt if all the people are not believing. جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وبالزبور وبالكتاب المنير. پہنچے ان کے پاس رسول ان کے لے کر کھلی باتیں اور صحیفے اور روشن کتاب. Allah Ta'ala says the rasuls of before had come to their nations and they had come with the scriptures from Allah Ta'ala and with open and clear kitabs in order to warn the people. But many people, even in the past nations, did not accept. So, O my Nabi, if your people, all of them don't accept, this is nothing new. So you don't have to feel so upset and so hurt about it. From here also we understand that though everyone is not going to bring iman, but a true ummati, true follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will have that same aspiration that how can everyone accept iman. And he will make his utmost effort that all the people in the world must accept iman, must become righteous and pious, etc. But Allah's work is Allah's work, and our work is our work. What we have to do, we must do. What Allah will do, that is up to Allah. But we must make an effort, at least with ourselves, with our families, in our communities, how much we can, we should bring righteousness and the true deen alive. ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. پھر پکرا میں نے منکروں کو, سو تو کیا ہوا انکار میرا. So then I took to task those people who did not believe. And and how was my task taken? How did I punish them? Those who did not believe, for a little while they were gloating and they were boasting in the world that we are like this and we do like that. We don't have to listen to any Nabi. But when my azab came and it destroyed them, then how was that azab of mine? In other words, the people of Makkah and the non-believers of this ummah should also think, when Allah's punishment comes, how severe that punishment will be. So in these ayat, Allah explains the difference between truthfulness and falsehood, between Iman and Islam, between knowledge and between ignorance, all these things. And then Allah explains the duty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and every Muslim must have that aspiration that how can deen come alive in me, in my home, in my community, and we should work in that direction.